Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Visionary Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VIZ. We are chatting with the CEO, Wesley Adams. To bring everybody up to speed, Visionary Gold is focused at the Wolf Gold Project. This is in Wyoming. It is in the Lewiston District. The company had a relatively small drill program last year, focused on really just one target, I believe, on the Wolf Gold Project. But now we've received some news late in March, March 24th, about some new targets. This new target is called the Lewiston Miz Target. It's located about 1.5 kilometers southeast of this Wolf Gold Project. Now, the news release recaps some sample results that were taken from last year's exploration program and outlines that a drill is going to be coming to test out what the company was finding on surface here that included gold, copper, silver, bismuth, arsenic. There are a lot of different metals here, Wes, and this is really the first time that we're going to be talking about the Lewiston Miz target. So take us through what the strategy is going to be here using these most recent surface results to guide a drill program for this year, please.
Yeah, I think geochemistry, we believe, is going to be very important to making new discoveries with the drill bit. And so what we've done, we've taken a systematic approach where we've covered a very large area. We ran 88 line kilometers of geochem sampling last year. We did that at 25 meter spacing. So we got great resolution on a bunch of different mineralized structures. We announced a few new structures that were mineralized that we identified last year at Wind Hill, which is just adjacent to the Wolf Shear where we conducted our 2021 drill program. But closer to the intrusive contact, about 1.5 kilometers to the southeast of the Wolf, we've identified what we believe is a much stronger mineralized shear zone that goes for about 3 kilometers. So we're going to be drilling that in 2022, and we're very excited about the potential. We've sampled up to 11.5 gram per ton of gold and also 4.5% copper along the Lewiston Miz structure. So I think that represents our primary target for the 2022 season. And we're also going to be announcing a couple of other new discoveries that we've made, gold occurrences that we're going to develop into targets in the coming weeks and months here. So we are excited about this year's program. Focus on is going to be on drilling some of these targets at Wind Hill and primarily on Lewiston Miz structure. We're also going to follow up at the Wolf and see if we can find the source of the strong surface gold samples that that led us into the drill program last year.
Well, Wes, it's interesting to see that not just the gold, but that you have the base metals, you have the copper and some other base metals, and you mentioned in the release finding some other good pathfinder minerals. Do you expect to see a similar kind of mineralogy that you're seeing at the Lewiston Miz over at that Wind Hill target, which is pretty much adjacent to the Wolf, or do you see the Wind Hill having a little bit more of a gold profile?
I think the Wind Hill, we've got just more of a gold profile there. So we're going to see what the extent of that is. There's several structures, about 4 different structures at Wind Hill that are all parallel to each other. And so we'll be testing each one of those to see if we can find sweet spots within those shears. The Lewiston Miz, we get a completely different profile. The elevated, bismuth and arsenic, antimony, some tellurium in the geochem kind of suggests that it's related to intrusive sources. A bismuth can play an important factor in gold deposits because it can actually scavenge the gold and make it precipitate out of hydrothermal fluids. So I think that, there's potential for high grades when you see a strong bismuth profile in the soils. And we actually see the same thing in the rock chips. So I think you do the soils, that gives you the coverage. But when you actually go out and sample the structures and try to get, more of a representative sample from, the rock that you're going to be drilling in, that gives you, confidence that one, the soils are representing what you're seeing in the rock, and two, that you know, there's a lot of activity going on in terms of intrusives and, you know, strong geochemistry that, you know, makes these a little bit more exciting of targets than what we saw at Wolf last year. So I think, you know, Wolf was a good target to test first. It was the first target that we identified on one of the larger structures. But, you know, after a year of exploration, we think we found something better here. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to tap into some higher grade resources, not just, you know, gold only, but also some copper mineralization that at all time high copper prices, you know, we're very excited about.
Wes, is the area known for any other copper assets? Because initially, as we've been talking about, this seem more like you're going after gold deposits. Can you look to any of your neighbors and see any similarities with these new targets?
Well, you know, along the major fault structures, we do see a lot of copper staining at surface, right? And so we think that along these big regional faults, near intrusive contacts is a good place to look for copper gold mineralization. This is more of a grassroots discovery. I mean, the copper's really not been exploited in a big way. You know, Wyoming produced a lot of base metals out of other parts of the Wyoming Craton, which are similar in age to these rocks. So I think, you know, we're just looking at a different area that nobody has really looked at before, and it's never been drilled. So we think that there's strong potential there for copper gold mineralization. And I think only way to confirm that will be with the drill bit.
Well, Wes, you'd mentioned that some of these you may find at depth along intrusive structures. But you mentioned there's a few other base metals targets you may have for this year. Do any of them have names yet? Or are they still pretty early stage? Any other information on some of those other new targets in addition to Lewiston Miz and Windhill?
Yeah, we've got some results from initial exploration on some of these new targets that we'll be putting out in the coming weeks. You know, I don't want to say too much about that yet, other than, you know, we will have some news coming in the near future about, you know, areas that we're going to do more work in. And, you know, the idea is as we're drilling Lewiston Miz and Wind Hill and following up at the Wolf, we want to also be generating new targets, right? I mean, the way that you have the most success as an exploration company is to be able to test as many targets as possible. You know, I think that's the most efficient way to explore for things. So, you know, the idea is that we'll start work on those here in the next few weeks. And, you know, we'll be announcing some results and trying to generate some new drill targets that really kind of represent, I think, that district scale opportunity that we've been talking about, but, you know, haven't been able to kind of share yet. So that's going to be exciting to kind of, you know, get that out in front of the investors and to be able to talk about some of these new targets as well. And I think people will see that, you know, there's a ton of potential here in the Wyoming Craton. You know, these are Archean greenstone belts, much like the Abitibi and Slave Province and other Archean provinces in Canada. And, you know, in the other places where the Wyoming Craton outcrops, and you can see the Archean rocks, is the Stillwater Complex up in Montana, and as well as the Sierra Madres, where they've had, you know, a bunch of historical gold and base metals production in Wyoming. So I think there's a ton of potential. You know, the state's getting a lot more attention now for precious and base metals. So I think, you know, we're very excited to be kind of at the forefront of that and doing some generative exploration that's, you know, leading us to new targets, right?
So Wes, it's not outlined in the news release, but any insights on how many meters you guys are going to drill this year? And on top of that, how deep are you going to have to drill these holes to get a good understanding of any of the new targets?
Yeah, I mean, I think we, you know, most of the drilling we did last year was relatively shallow. I mean, the holes were, you know, 150 to 200 meters true depth. And so, you know, we want to do a deeper test on some of these structures, including the Wolf, to see if once we get into a true sulfide zone, if we, you know, if we see an increase in mineralization. I think we, you know, we have at Lewiston Miz identified significant amounts of mineralization at surface, little bit different geochemical program or profile, much stronger than what we see at Wolf. So we'll be testing that both shallow and deep. You know, we'd like to get down about 400 or 500 meters on some of these holes. And then we want to drill multiple targets because I think that gives us the best chance for discovery. So we are very confident we're going to get some good results this year, especially at Lewiston Miz. And, you know, we're going to be kind of following this up with more exploration work to identify new targets as well.
Well, Wes, we've mentioned the Wolf a couple of times, and that was the focus of last year's work. But for those investors that were excited about it, as I know your exploration team was, maybe just mention that you are going to also go back there and do a little follow-up because of what you found at surface, and just maybe explain what you saw at surface that got you excited initially about the Wolf.
Yeah. So, I mean, we found, you know, high grade gold all around our Wolf claim. So we even did an underground channel sample from the historical tunnels there, and we got 10 meters of 5 grams a ton. And we were able to duplicate that with 2 separate channel samples. So we know there's a source for the mineralization there. One thing that we're going to look at is the potential for mineralized ladder veins that intersect the shear from the south. If those are what's carrying the mineralization, we probably wouldn't have hit it with the drill program last year. So we're going to go back, look at our structural geology, try to figure out where this this surface gold anomaly that we mapped at surface for 2.5 kilometers went, and to see where that grade's coming from. So that's really the idea at the Wolf next year is just to follow up on that. But you know, it's in the context of a greater, regional drill program that's going to test multiple structures.
So Wes, I need to ask, what cash does the company have still in the bank? I know last year you guys were running a little bit low. So take us through what the funding options are and where the company stands right now, please.
Yeah, so we finished the year with about $1 million in the bank, got enough to kind of get started with our 2022 drill program. And that being said, you know, if we're kind of successful and we really like these targets, we want to do more, then there may be an opportunity to go and get some more money. But, you know, I'm very mindful of diluting our shareholders. I think we have a strong chance to get a revaluation here based on the new targets that we've got. And I think, going into the 2022 season, there's much more in real value here than there was last year. You know, we had one target last year and a really nice land package. What we're finding is on that land package, you know, there's multiple targets now. So I think we have a year's worth, more of information than we had in a district that really has been underexplored. So I think now we're close to figuring it out, and we want to prove that in the 2022 drill program.
All right, Wes, appreciate the update. I know it's been a little while since we had you back on the show, but it sounds like exploration really going to start to pick up here for the company. So we'll keep following up on the back of some more news. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Visionary Gold. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Wes regarding these new targets or the program for this year, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. Wes, thanks again for the update, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Thanks, Corey. Stay tuned.